Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Clarissa here. You are back in the limelight today. We have two extraordinary entrepreneurs. We're going to be talking about marketing, but not only, all kinds of different aspects of your business and how to make it much, much better. But before we do bring them on, I do want to remind you that lots of really great stuff has happened here in the last couple of weeks. So let's do that reminder, shall we? The podcast can now be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio is a new entry, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, Podbean, and we couldn't be happier. I do want to remind you also, TV now is Roku. Yeah, we're on Roku. We're on Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Daily Motion, YouTube still, of course, and many more. So we're thrilled about the new reach, all the new listeners and watchers that we have all around the world. The magazine, you do remember that we had, this is the last magazine. It is In the Limelight with Clarissa, Intelligent Media for the Savvy Entrepreneur. I don't have the hard copy on this yet, but it is a digital magazine and you will be able to watch and to look at that now on pressreader.com, which is a news aggregator that brings together all of the biggest and the best publications from all over the world. So get over to pressreader.com and take a look at your edition of In the Limelight with Clarissa. And of course, you can see it on clarissaburt.com. I do also want to, here's another new entry you all going to love as entrepreneurs for sure. And that is mynewsdesk.com. So everything PR, PR releases, news releases, you can access thousands of journalists all over the world and monitor billions of sources, which is, I said billions with a B. Yes, I did. All over the world, which has really been great for me and my business because I'm able to, you know, help all the entrepreneurs that I work with get their news out as well. So, you know, I mean, that is really, for me, it's been a really limp for the business. So thrilled about all of the collaborations that are taking place over here at In the Limelight. Let's bring them on, shall we? Now, they've been on the show before. They are friends of the show, so we're thrilled to have them back on. I know they've got some new stuff going on, so we're going to bring on, there's Michael and Catherine. Yay! Michael and Catherine Redmond from Half a Bubble Out. And we love talking to Catherine and Michael because we talk about, is it really possible to have a business, Catherine and Michael, that allows you to become financially successful and emotionally fulfilled? So we're going to take a little bit deeper dive on that. As you can see their book right there, Fulfilled, you know, we want to be building a business with profit, obviously, purpose, and legacy. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for Clarissa. Having us. How are you doing?
Super excited to be here.
And you're not blurry.
We're not blurry.
Yay. So excited.
Right. We have way more clarity now.
I thought you were going to be blurry there for a second, but you weren't. So we beat them this time. We definitely did. Let's take a look at, I really wanted to take a walk down with you, the biggest mistakes that entrepreneurs make as they're starting their businesses. I know one of mine was, you know, the legalities and all of that. Mm. But what are some of the biggest mistakes that entrepreneurs are making right now that they need to be really mindful of?
Yeah, there's two of them that are really standing out to us a lot. The first one is they haven't spent the time, the energy to develop clarity over their vision. And when we talk about vision, we're talking about not only where are they going, but their identity, having a real clear idea of who they are and who they're not. And all of that coming together, just going, okay, this is my roadmap for where I want to go. And it's amazing how many people, like, I kind of have an idea, or I think I want to do this. It's way too general. And then the second one is they don't have a good business plan.
Yeah.
And like a business model. And we're not talking about just a plan that's going to sit in the desk, but a model that that can follow them through and be flexible so that they can make sure that they're catching all the different things they need to. So their business has the long haul, the long stretch for them.
Right. Great points. Is it better to model someone that, you know, has done it and knocked it out of the ballpark? Or is it kind of always better to, you know, sort of maybe take a little bit from around and then really model your own, make your own model, I guess?
Well, that's an interesting question. Part of the challenge with modeling somebody who's knocked it out of the ballpark is that most of the time you're only seeing the front of stage. And you have no idea what's backstage, right? So they may have looked like they made Inc. magazine, they're this, that, and the other, but their personal life has completely been shattered in the process. So I would never want you to model after that. So the hard part, unless you know somebody personally that you're like, okay, that is a great model and I can see both sides of that equation. Mm-hmm. You know, so much of what we see in the success world are people who made it financially.
Yeah.
But we're going to argue, you know what, you can make it financially and lose your life in the process, your soul, lose your relationships.
Great point.
You know, completely be devoid ultimately when you're done of all the things that truly matter in life.
Mm. Yeah. Let's talk about the book a second, guys. Mm-hmm. What is fulfilled? What does it mean to you? What should it mean to us? And how do we get there at 360 degrees? I mean, even stepping outside of our business endeavors.
Yeah, it's a holistic model. I mean, really what it is, we're talking about not just being fulfilled at work. We're not talking about just being fulfilled financially. I mean, there's a rut we have in entrepreneurism in America and probably in the world that really we've kind of continued to go back to. I don't know how to have fun at work. I don't know how to really truly use my gifts, talents, and skills. So if I make enough money and I drive that, then I'll figure out how to buy my happiness. I'll be able to be fulfilled on the weekends, right, the evenings and stuff like that. I know it's an old story, but the strange thing is we keep doing it.
Yeah.
It keeps happening over and over and over again. And it's easy to get on that wheel of going, okay, well, I've been good this far. Well, if I just do this, here's another opportunity. Let me just do this. We burn ourselves out.
Yeah.
So in this fulfilled, we're looking at how do you use your gifts, talents, and skills? How do you do this thing that you love to go to work, but it also balances with the rest of your life so that you are taking a holistic approach?
So how do you use your gifts, talents, and skills, especially in this last year where you're not really going to work, but you're staying home to work? You know, it's been a life-changing year for so many. The ones that are lucky enough to still have their jobs working from home, those that have been, you know, obviously have been laid off, so many. I think the stress point, you know, is really high, and I'm sure that depression and anxiety are taking a really, you know, have really taken their toll at home. So what would you say to those entrepreneurs that want to be fulfilled, but might be having a hard time doing that at the moment?
Yeah. There's a couple of things that are real important right now. One is there's always opportunities in times like these. So we don't want to discourage anybody from taking advantage of those opportunities. Right. And sometimes we just have to make the rent, right? We just have to pay the mortgage, put food on the table for the family, and you do what you can. You want to be careful because opportunities like this or situations like this shove way too many entrepreneurs in, young entrepreneurs in, people starting their own business, and they don't understand the fundamentals. So the first thing I would say is you need to find something like Fulfilled. This book is a great textbook, and there's others. We're not the only one out there. Study well, because you want to survive. You don't want this to be another train wreck for you.
Sure.
And with the 90% business failure rate, that happens. Here's the other thing. For most of us that are entrepreneurs, some of us are in markets that have done well. Some of us are in markets or in areas that it hasn't done well. Mm-hmm. This is a storm. The storm will pass.
Yeah.
And we talk about the fact that if you're in a sailboat in the middle of a storm, you don't try and gain a lot of extra ground. What you do is you pull the sail down and you survive. Because if you try and actually gain ground in this and treat it like it's normal, you'll break the mast and you may get stranded.
Yeah. And might I add, I don't think there's ever been another, a greater time to be able to start a new business because we are at home. We are forced more to be in front of our computers. The opportunities are really, truly I'm going to go with endless because, you know, I'm watching, I watch TikTok every night and there's like one after the other saying, oh, did you know about this? And did you know about that? And if you want to learn a few extra dollars, or if you wanted, there's all kinds of opportunity out there. Yeah. So I'm going to say, if you have to be at home and you have to be in front of that computer, you know, more than you probably had, you know, I know that I am, you know, I'm on it 15, 16, you know, hours a day. And I see the opportunities come through. They're there, they are out there. And I think you just need to keep your antenna up.
And just be wise.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and then the other thing too, is that, you know, the reality is entrepreneurs, if, especially ones that didn't start this year, but have just, they're trying to survive this last couple of years with COVID and where we are right now,
right,
about a year. If you have vision, if you've actually taken time to craft what you're doing, why you're doing it, and why it matters ultimately, then that, just articulating some of that, your values, the things you care about, that gives you just the ability to have some perseverance to push through. And then it's the willingness to look back and remember, and I, this is hard for people maybe in their 20s, but it's like, we have had storms. Right.
Sure.
We're old enough to have gone through, you know, a couple of recessions. We've seen the storms and they
pass. Speak for yourself.
I didn't say you. I said we. I was talking to Michael and I.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sure we have a decade on you, Clarissa. We got a decade on you. I'm sure. No, but seriously, just the perspective. And if you don't, if you're not old enough to have perspective, find a mentor who can give you perspective.
Yeah.
And know that as so as weird as this time.
Right.
Yeah. As weird as this time is, you're going to get through it. It's not forever.
Yeah.
It's a season.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they talk about the new normal. And it's funny because I think, you know, the new normal, especially for, you know, for us, was going to college, leaving home, getting married is a new normal. Having children is a new normal. Changing jobs is a new normal. Changing states, you know, cities. There are a lot of new normals in our life, you know, and here we are, as you said, we you know, we've weathered that storm, Michael, and here we are still. So I know that you talked about the holistic model before for building and running, you know, a successful business. And the six cores that you speak about are leadership, culture, money, marketing, sales, and management and operations. Who would like to start and where?
Well, here's the thing I want to talk about is there, it may seem like a lot, but when you have them together and you think about them together, because when you start to plan in any of these areas, they affect other things, they leverage. So you don't want to ignore them. And the biggest challenge that many of us do, we have some strengths in some of them and we hate others.
Yeah.
I haven't met an entrepreneur yet that loves all of them and feels great at all of them. So we tend to So the first thing is, don't shy away from any of these. This is your checklist to walk through and make sure you're catching the important points.
All right.
So you think about that.
Yeah. And I, you know, probably one of the easiest ones to pick on for entrepreneurs is they really don't love the money piece of the puzzle, right? Like the idea that you actually have to look at your reports or understand your reports or understand that your livelihood is not just about whether you have cash in the bank, right? Because that can go away any second. And depending on the kind of business you have, you know, your cash in the bank isn't even necessarily representative of the truth. Yeah. So many entrepreneurs base their emotional relationship with money just on that. Do I have money in the bank? And if I have money in the bank, all is well. But if you've forgotten that you owe more than you have, you know, then you know, it doesn't really make any difference. So understanding the fundamentals kind of in each of these core areas, understanding that as an entrepreneur, you know, when we talk about leadership, we talk about the fact that there's two games of leadership. There's an inner game and an outer game. Right. So the outer game is what people see. It's the stuff above the surface in the iceberg illustration. But everything beneath that, all of your stuff that you bring into it, your mindset, your the way you were raised, how you think about things, all of that stuff affects how you lead and how you relate to people. So understanding the inner and outer game, and then realizing that you need to have at least, we call it a minimum working competence in each of the areas. So you don't have to be a CPA, but you do need to be smart enough to have a conversation with a CPA or with your bookkeeper to make sure no one's taking advantage of you.
Right.
You know, you don't have to be a sales and marketing guru, but you need to be competent enough to know what conversations to have with whoever's helping you in that area.
Yeah.
So that really is what we're trying to get at, is that there are these core areas these key pieces of running any business. Right. And when you're tiny, if you're a solopreneur, you don't necessarily feel the implications of that right away. But if you're going to grow, you're going to have to probably build a team. So then you start talking about culture. You start talking about management and operations. How do I hire well? Well, we would argue you better hire to your values.
Sure.
Hire, train, and but if you haven't articulated your values, then you don't know how to do that.
That's
so
right.
All of these pieces begin to sort of work together and affect each other so that you can, you know, build a healthy business that brings you both passion and provision, because you're not making, you know, tons and tons of mistakes. And we've all made a ton of mistakes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the stories we tell in the book, and it's kind of the opener for us, is that there was a season, it was 2009, right when the Great Recession was happening, where we grew 400% in 18 months.
Yeah, crazy.
And that sounds like the entrepreneurial dream, and it nearly killed us.
I'll bet it did.
And so, we hired badly. We were running too fast. We took on clients that we didn't like. You know, we were just nuts. And it was really through that process of making those kinds of mistakes that we pulled back and said, you know, it was great to have money in the bank. That was nice, but it wasn't worth the sacrifices of our health and our sanity and sleeping at night and all of those other pieces of the puzzle that were getting decimated because we were making bad decisions.
Right. Everybody, we're talking to Michael and Catherine Redmond. It is Half a Bubble Out. You can see it on the ticker there at the bottom of the screen. I love talking to you guys because I remember the last time we had such a great conversation, even though it was a little blurry. We had a conversation and there were so many great nuggets and, you know, little tidbits of great information that you gave to our listeners. But okay, so does the definition of success look different in the holistic model and philosophy of starting and running a business? That's your question, so I want to ask it. Does the definition of success look different in your holistic model and philosophy of starting and running a business?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
How?
And this is how it works. Look, we've been in business together for 18 years. We've been married 27 years. We're happy. We actually enjoy each other on camera and off.
We're not just faking it here. I like him.
we are good friends with our adult daughter.
Right.
And we have that relationship where we were talking in another interview at one point with somebody else, and they asked me this question. I said, look, you're going to find the Redmonds at work, at home on the couch, or at Disneyland, and you're going to see the same people.
Same thing, right.
And for us, success is not only that financial part of how do we survive and thrive. Like I don't just want to pay the bills. I want to build a nest egg. I want to build retirement. I want to go on the cool trips. I want to have enough money to build for the dreams of tomorrow, because my dreams are bigger tomorrow than they are for today.
Absolutely.
We're doing this. This is incredible. So if we're going to have this company that has profit in it, that's important. If we're going to have purpose and meaning to what we're doing, we've got to craft it and say, that's what success is. That's my mark. Right. If I can't say we have enough money, we have a sense of purpose and meaning in what we're doing, and it feels bigger, and we're in control of leaving the legacy we want, we're being intentional about it, because you're going to leave a legacy, right?
Right.
Everybody does. The question is it just destruction behind you, or is it something that left everything better than when you came and leaves the world a better place?
Yeah.
That for us is success that is really defined differently than a lot of people define it.
I think that's a great point. Go ahead, Catherine.
I was going to say, and the other piece of it too is in the middle of it is we employ people, which we consider a privilege. Actually, I know some entrepreneurs are like, I never want to employ people. People suck.
We
love our people and we love having them. And I love knowing that they can count on Half a Bubble Out to be how they contribute. So we're working hard on our culture. And so, you know, one of the things that brings me the most joy is when clients come into the office, when we're allowed, not always this last few months, but when we're allowed, the clients come into the office and they're like, I just love it here. It's like there's a sense of peace and safety.
Right.
And this, because the cult, there's no tension in our culture.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean there's never any tension, but on the overarching, our office is a peaceful place to be. Our home is a peaceful place to be.
Yeah.
So this relational component of growing as a leader, running your business well, not pissing your people off all the time, right. you know, having a good relationship with your kids, having a good marriage, all those pieces actually matter for what we would call success as an entrepreneur. Yeah.
Not easy stuff. You know, as you're talking, you know, I'm sort of thinking, I'm listening to you talk and I'm like, wow, I wonder, you know, legacy. I've never been married. I don't have children. Okay, legacy. And then I think to myself, well, is legacy really an important thing? Who would care if I ever walked the world, you know, on the earth or not? But then I quickly went back to think, well, you know, I've had assessments done and some of the assessments, the first thing that always came up was integrity. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that the idea that most of the people on that scene, you know, it was the same assessment and they put it out to a room full of people. But the first thing on 80% of those was integrity. And I went, wow. Well, I think there's a little bit of, you know, oh shit, she's up kind of in there. But, you know, it was really the integrity part was really important to me. And my life has really been mostly before this business was it was Clarissa. And it's, there it is. I think it's Clarissa, the boss. Is it back here somewhere? The boss. And it was, you know, I just had to show up. I had to have a microphone in hand and be really good at what I did, whether it was on television or in front of a live audience, whatever it was, I just had to be Clarissa. Then I started a business and I realized that there was so much more to it. And the culture part is only really starting to touch me now as I bring in the interns and they're with me for 3 months and off they go, or I'm making these strategic alliance collaborations. I'm realizing now that there's really much more to it, as you both have said, than just, you know, the money or I don't know what leadership is. And I know there are many different styles, but I will close in saying this. It's just been so kind and so it makes me feel good that maybe there's a little bit of legacy when my interns all leave and say, but I don't want to go.
Yeah. You know? Oh, absolutely.
I love working with you and you've taught me so. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to go. And then they write. I've never asked an intern to write, you know, a review. You know, I'm not going to ask kids to write a review about me. But they do. They write, I don't know if it's part of the internship and they have to or whatever, but the words are very kind. So back to your point of all of the different things that entrepreneurs have to know and be, some of them as a solopreneur, I'm still growing into.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I want to tag onto that because, and just encourage you in that place, because the legacy isn't just about having your own kids and marriage. Everywhere you touch a person, the things you leave with them. We still talk about internships we had 25 and 35 years ago.
Wow.
And the impact, a couple of very key, there are two leaders in our past. One was incredibly good and one was incredibly bad. Right. And we still talk about both of them. They still influence our life. We still use them for illustrations. Right. And so that's a legacy that you are leaving that just keep doing it. I mean, that's amazing because they have a picture of what it might look like to have a career and a professionalism out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tag on to that by saying I had to do so a couple of different things, you know, difficult things. About 10 days ago, I had to let one intern go because she was with me for a week and wasn't working out. And then there was another potential collaboration that 2 days ago, I just looked and I said, you know what? This isn't going to be a good fit. Mm. You know, it was one of those kind of things. Well, why are we here? What are we doing? And I'm not coming on. I don't need to be on, you know, the video. And so why am I here? Okay, I'm giving you the opportunity to have a free television show.
Everybody agrees.
Why are we here? Maybe we need to have so I just went, you know what? And then she finally came on and I said, this just isn't going to be a good fit. I'm sorry. Thank you anyway. But so, you know, that's, again, these are some of the difficult moments that you kind of, they kind of feel icky, but you have to do them. So. Yeah.
No, not you absolutely fun stuff.
Everybody, I want to thank, I want to thank Michael and Catherine Redmond for being on. Again, it is halfabubbleout.com. You can get over there and get much more information. Certainly their book, I know that you can find over there and you can find it also in Amazon. I think it's one of probably the best business books you're ever going to pick up. So I really highly suggest that you do that. Thanks for being on and not being blurry, you guys.
Thanks for having us back.
We're so happy to have clarity.
Right? That was good, Catherine.
Oh, see what I did there.
Oh, you just froze. You just froze for a minute. Anyway, you stay right there while I say goodbye to everybody at the top of the hour. Everyone, we are going to be going back with, I'm calling it, We Go Live Wednesdays, because that's how we're starting to roll around here. Everything's starting to go live. Thank you, too. Stay right there while I say goodbye to everyone and give them an appointment for, in about 40 minutes time. Bye, all. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher,
Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.